Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I was going through a period in my life where I was feeling like I was living for other people. So whether it was seeking validation, seeking approval, seeking almost the permission to be able to love myself was at the cost of like, oh, but am I allowed to do so? Hey besties, welcome back to another episode of I Missed Me. Today I am extremely excited because I have Kushi Jane with me. She is known as just another happy girl on social media, and she was able to overcome difficulties relating to food, and now she is a TEDx speaker with a community of more than 179,000 people, which is insane, where she shares her very inspiring message. So Kushi, I am so excited to have you here. Welcome to I Missed Me.
Thank you so much for having me. This is such an honor, and I'm so excited for this opportunity. So thank you once again.
Of course. Thank you so much for your time. And I am excited for today's conversation because I've never talked these topics on my show, where we are going to talk about you overcame an eating disorder, which you talk about very openly on your social media. It's not something that I choose to talk about on my podcast, and now I want to start talking about it more because I know that there's people that listen that actually go through these things. So I'm so excited to talk about it. And you've been on multiple media platforms talking about how you overcame these, you know, I don't even know how to call them. I want to be super careful with my words. But on the Better India article, you said that you believe that you didn't deserve to eat. Right. Can you talk a little bit about your story?
Yeah, of course. First of all, I want to say that this is such a good conversation to have because, like you said, a lot of people are going through this. And I realized that when I started talking about it, and I was like, wow, it's more common than I thought. And the fact that people aren't talking about it is kind of very alarming. And to be able to like hold that baton and take it forward, I feel like it just like created a just like a rolling effect on people, because once I was vulnerable, I saw that other people were with me as well. They found a safe space. So I'm very glad that you're opening up that conversation, and a lot of your listeners hopefully will be able to resonate and take away something from this conversation. So to your question, I was going through a period in my life where I was feeling like I was living for other people. So whether it was seeking validation, seeking approval, seeking almost the permission to be able to love myself was at the cost of like, oh, but am I allowed to do so? So I went through a phase where I had gained a lot of weight, and that was because I wasn't eating right. I did not know what calories were. So one thing led to another. I gained a lot of weight. And in the moment, or like during that time, I didn't realize what I was doing. Only because I never saw myself as, you know, somebody who related to their self-worth with the amount of like what the weighing scale said. But when I came back home, and that time I was in the US, when I came back home to India, I was suddenly like told by a lot of people in school, and I was bullied in school, and I like people would comment who did not know me. And so I was privy to this like body image concept, and I was told to lose weight and I was told to go on a diet. So a lot of the times I was like, do I have to starve myself? Do I have to deprive myself? And that's why I thought that I didn't deserve to eat and nourish my body. So I think the eating disorder brain, which got activated, was the one that was controlling a lot of my actions, and my relationship with food and my body changed. And so that's how why I said that.
To educate me a little bit, how does it start? Like, is it like thoughts that start coming to yourself where it's like, I can't eat, and then you like one thing takes to another? Like, can you educate me and whoever is listening a little bit?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think it starts very innocently where it might even just be a Google search of like, how do I lose weight? Or like, why am I fat? Kind of thing, you know? And then you realize, oh, it's maybe because food or how much exercise or like how much, you know, exertion my body is having. So calories in taken in versus calories burnt is basically why you are what you are. And I do not say that in a way that like eating lesser is, I'm promoting that. I'm just saying that like I gained weight because I was having a surplus, which I realized after I did. So yeah, to your question again, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, just can you educate me on how does it start and like, were you maybe starving yourself? Where maybe like, I know that there's people that have gone through it where they like eat and then they make themselves throw up because they feel super guilty about what they just ate.
Exactly.
Like, how does, yeah?
Yeah. So, and if you want to give a trigger warning before we start.
Yeah, of course. And the trigger warning is going to be at the beginning of the video. But okay. Then again, trigger warning to whoever feels, you know, again, triggered with all of these topics.
Yeah.
I know that there's a lot of people that can get triggered. So
Right.
I have a lot of breakup episodes, relationship episode related that you can go listen to, but I know that these topics can be a little hard to listen to.
100%. So diving deep into this conversation, then I think it starts innocently. So you look up or you have an uninformed conversation with somebody who does not know how to guide you in this aspect, and they're like, oh, just like stop eating then, right? Or like eat less.
Yeah.
And I think I wish I had known this earlier, but it's not the solution to losing weight. Eating less is probably the last thing that you need to do in a way that you'd start depriving yourself. Deprivation or restriction to any extreme amount is not going to be sustainable in the long run. And I wish I could tell my younger self that, because I did not do it in a healthy way. I took it too far. So it started in a way that I was like looking up all sorts of solutions of like, oh, how do I lose weight? And I was introduced to this concept of calories, where more meant, you know, gaining weight and less meant losing weight.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that means if I go as low as possible, I'll be able to lose weight as fast as possible. And what I learned in the long run was not only is it detrimental to your health, but it will completely mess up your metabolism, how well your body is in terms of your health. When you lose weight, you basically end up losing your life. And I say that with extreme caution because I felt the qualms of it. I felt every possible like effect and factor that could have been, you know, manifested because of an eating disorder. So I mean like psychological, physical, emotional, social, biological, every possible thing. So when I say biological, of course, like you lose weight, but you lose your hair. You feel cold all the time. You lose your period, which is called hypothalamic amenorrhea. Your body just does not have enough fat in order to, you know, give you a period. You don't have that anymore. So I lost the chance of maybe potentially ever being a mother. And the more you continue it, the more you ruin your health. Socially, I was depriving myself of like any chance of being in a setting where I was told to eat or I would have to eat in front of other people. Because I was so scared. I was like, oh, if I can't count what I'm eating, I would rather just avoid it altogether. So basically when I was invited to like a dinner party or my friends being like, let's go get hot chocolate or ice cream, I'd be like, no, I think I'm going to pass on that. And wow. when it happens every single time and you see yourself being isolated because of your own doing, but you can't do anything about it because you have too many rules to, like, you know, curtail yourself yeah. with. It's just so lonely. And I felt like the highest amount of, even though I saw myself in the mirror and I kind of liked what I saw because I was thin again, thinnest I'd ever been, I was not feeling beautiful in any way because I just did not recognize myself anymore. I didn't like myself. And so when I was in the thick of it, I realized that, like, while I also started modeling, actually, which is the biggest irony.
Because I've heard it so much that people that I've interviewed that then became models, yeah. they say that it's like the most toxic industry ever.
Yeah, and I started looking, like, watching these TED Talks, and I came across one which I highly recommend everyone to watch. But she basically said that when models are the most insecure people you'll ever meet, even yeah. though they're the most beautiful people, and you think that their lives are perfect on paper or on a magazine, and then you, like, look through with a microscope and you're just like, there's nothing happy about that. And I could see myself going down that path all the way from, like, so I was that one girl who, you know, would, like, sit on a dining table and my mom would just keep feeding me, like, parathas, which in India is, like, every mother's love language to come and, you know, give you basically, like, thick potato filled, like, tortillas.
Yeah.
And they're so delicious, and I would, like, eat four or five of them. I'm not saying that that's, like, the best way of going about a diet, but at the time I was a professional swimmer, so I really just, like, ate whatever and would burn it like that. So I went from having that kind of a relationship with food where I would not think twice, I didn't even know what calories meant, to a person who was eating, like, three apples a day. So it was very like altering, like, chemically my brain was not focusing on anything. Also, when you're so hungry, you're hangry. So, you know, you're irritable all the time. And I feel like my family that was the closest to me felt the effects of it. They were, my mom and my dad were just like, what's happening to our daughter? Yeah. Where she's like, you know, she's going through a phase. Like, is this what teenagers go through? And no, it's because I was going through an eating disorder that my personality changed. So given all that, I kind of realized that, like, I had to, one, quit modeling in order to quit my eating disorder because it was not serving my mental health in any way. I keep saying this, but I wanted to be more than a face. I wanted to be a voice. And so I was like, I want to be done with it. And I don't mean that in, like, you know, trying to bash the entire industry. I think the modeling industry is very artsy and, like, it's incredible. And if you're healthy while you're doing it, it's beautiful. But for me, it didn't serve, you know, in a positive way. So when I came out of that, I realized that I wanted to do more. I wanted to share my journey. And that's how I stumbled upon content creation. And yeah, the rest is history, as they say.
I love that. And you talked about being a swimmer, which I find super interesting because my sister that's here, she's a swimmer. And all of my sisters, one rule at home is that we all had to play a sport. Like, you can do whatever you want, but you have to be an athlete. And for me, I think tennis saved my life in a way where I've talked about where, like, I was super hard on myself when I used to play tennis, but I do think that it kept me away from a lot of, like, partying and, like, a lot of things because I was, like, just so focused on the sport. So I think that it made me grow up as a very, like, healthy person. How do you think that swimming affected you in a positive way, or what is the most beautiful thing that you learned about, like, being an athlete
growing up? Love this question, and it just takes me back to, like, my childhood. And I always say that, like, I didn't always have, like, the most cushiony, most fun childhood. But because it was hard, I am where I am today, in the best possible way. The fact that I recovered from my eating disorder and had the sense to think, to know that I was doing something wrong, is because I was an athlete, is because I had a wonderful relationship with food because I was an athlete. So I think what it teaches you, one, resilience, punctuality, discipline, hard work, everything that you learn as a child and the failure that you, you know, have very young in life, I think just makes you so, so down to earth, so grounded. And I'm sure you would relate to this because, like, people hear about oh, how I might be a national level gold medalist swimmer for 3 years in a row. But at the same time, they also don't know that for the four or five years before that, I was nowhere close to it. I lost every race. I would go to the nationals, come back dejected. And like, honestly, it would be a slap in the face. And it would really just keep you grounded. It would make humble. You realize so humble where I was like, oh, I am actually nothing. Like, there is no amount of, there's no ego that comes with this. And then when you win, and then you win once, and then maybe the next time you don't, you came second or you came fourth by 0.01 seconds. Again, it teaches you that, like, you have to keep working hard. While you may reach the top, it's harder to maintain that position. And also, the last thing that I do want to say that every sports person I've seen is, like, they know that, like, everything is transient and everything is only short-lived. So while you may win, take it with a grain of salt. So, like, celebrate it, but don't wallow in that glory for too long, because it may or may not last, which makes you more hardworking. And the same with failure. Like, if you fail, does not mean you'll fail for the rest of your life. Failure is merely a part of success, not the opposite of it. So keep going. You know, there's always an opportunity to be better. And I think that constant, like, improvement that you strive for when you're an athlete, like, there's always scope to grow. I think that is the most wonderful thing that swimming gave to me. Is that, like, you define your potential, you define your limits, and, like, you're honestly limitless because you can always be better. You know, so just strive for that, I guess.
I love that. Going back to, I guess, diet culture. It's something that we see a lot, and every single time we see it more on social media. What's, like, the biggest mistakes that you think, like, society makes when consuming diet culture content, I'm going to call it, on social media? Or what is the biggest misconception that you think society has today?
Right. So I think diet culture, like you said, it is rampant.
Besties, this is for everyone that's looking to learn a new language. Whether you have an upcoming international trip or want to connect with friends and family or a new culture, Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages to offer, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, and so many more. And it immerses you in many, many ways. It has no English translations, which means that you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. And I also love that it has speech recognition. It has a built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's literally like having a personal trainer for your accent. Besties, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. And for a very limited time, iMissedMe's listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Again, besties, that's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. I love you, besties, and I can't wait for you guys to start learning a new language.
Besties, when I first started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling hoodies with positive messages on the back, and it is so easy, all just because of Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online store stage to the first real life store stage, and all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whenever you're selling. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Besties, I truly cannot recommend Shopify enough. You guys know that I have a business and it is hosted on Shopify. So besties, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/mafiansures now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Again, besties, shopify.com/mafiansures. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
And it is everywhere. So you have to be very cautious about what you're consuming. Surrounding yourself with the right company and the right, even the people that you follow can really, like, they are called influencers for a reason because they really influence you, yeah. Right? So knowing what you choose and surrounding yourself with the right kind of media is so important in order for you to cultivate that positive mindset. So yeah, I think the gist of it would be, you are the average of the 5 people that you surround yourself with. And this is a common saying that everybody knows, but that 5 people can compound to 25 people to your entire like followers list or following list. So make sure that you are very picky about the people that you choose to follow. Mm-hmm. If there are people that you cannot unfollow, mute them, you know, because they are not going to serve your mental health in the long run. And I think I learned the hard way of like, oh, this is not something that I need to constantly see. So how can I change this? Because it has changed my life in the best way possible. So follow body positive creators, follow people who are honest, genuine and authentic and talk real stuff. Like, you're not supposed to be a mannequin who woke up like this in the morning. Like, you're not. Mm-hmm. Everyone puts a highlight version of themselves on social media. For and sure. Diet culture, I think, even the products that you're consuming, like, read the labels, read what you are eating, eat whole foods as much as possible, try to make fresh foods and give yourself the diet that you deserve. I think when you put in a little bit of time and investment, like energy investment into what you put inside your body, at the end of the day, you are what you eat. So if you eat well, you will feel well. And I say that not in a way that like restrict yourself from products. When I say be on a diet, I mean add to your diet. Don't take away from it. So add as many whole foods, as many fruits, vegetables, like fiber as you can, and then eat whatever else possible. Yeah. Enjoy your life to the fullest.
How would you define, and I'm super curious about this, body positivity? Because I think like I personally have like this definition where it's like sometimes being overweight is not healthy and sometimes being underweight is not healthy. Exactly. But I think there's body positivity, like some people have this misconception that like body positivity is, you know, being okay with being overweight.
Right.
But sometimes they don't know that being overweight can be unhealthy. So how would you define body positivity?
100%. And I agree with that. And so I want to preface by saying that everyone's healthy looks different.
Yeah.
For me personally, when I had put on a lot of weight, I was not healthy. But when I had lost a lot of weight, I was probably unhealthier because I was depriving myself of nutrients and everything, joy. But at the same time, like you said, extremes of anything is bad. So as long as you're active, as long as you can run 100 meters and not, you know, be dying by the end of it. And you're eating well and you're nourishing your body. If whatever your weight is, then after that, that means that is your like prime version of being your best self. So I would just say like, listen to what your body is asking for. Truly like tap into that because your intuition and your intuitive eating is something that I'm like big on. Your body will tell you what it needs. And mindful eating coupled with that is probably the best combination because when you know that, oh, my body is craving like a full bar of chocolate, but mindful eating comes where it's like, no, I know that I'm craving chocolate, but a bar is probably bad. So what if I have like 2 pieces and then explore, you know, freedom, but also to a certain extent, knowing what's healthy for you. So eat a full meal, eat salads, eat vegetables, and then couple that with a chocolate. And then that's the best kind of life. So what I would say is like, yes, while being very thin is also very bad, being overweight might also be bad. I think just listen to what your body requires and then give it that, nourish yourself, and then you'll find your best health.
I love that because I am a very thin person. Like everybody that's around me knows it. But one, it's because I am an athlete. I have super fast metabolism. So I generally, like, I just cannot gain weight. It doesn't mean that I don't need. It doesn't mean that I'm not healthy. I'm, like, super healthy. Yeah. I just thin. And, like, these are comments that, like, people around me say, like, don't you eat? Like, yeah. Just, like, that, like, jokes like that. And I'm, like, I'm mentally super tough, like, at home, you know. They bully me more at home than they could bully me, like, outside. And, like, I love it. But I'm like mentally super tough, so it doesn't like really have an effect on me. But I know that there's people that might hear like those certain like quote unquote jokes that people might not be aware of and be affected. So what would be your message when it comes to like be mindful of the things that you say? Because you never know.
You never know. I would say we as a society need to steer away from conversations about people's bodies. Let's not comment on our own. Like, let's not comment on our own bodies. Let's not comment on other people's bodies. And just like that entire conversation, like if you're saying this to a very close, like loved one to show your concern, I would say do it in the most sensitive and thoughtful way possible. But do not bully them in a way or like even kind of like force them to follow something unless they want to. When I say I am a body positive individual, it is having the most compassion and acceptance for yourself in whatever state you're in, regardless of whether or not you're striving for another body aesthetic goal. Mm. You can do that, but if you're compassionate with yourself, that means you are fully exercising, you know, self-love and body positivity. Mm. And I think just to reiterate, it's so important to not tell somebody what they should look like. Because one, you don't know how they will interpret that. For me, personally, I know that I snowballed into an eating disorder because of the way people
were talking to
me. And if they had done that in a kinder way, I feel like I could have been saved from like the 5 years of having a ruined relationship with food in my body. But yeah, I would say as a society or just as a rule of thumb, we should always just be like, do I really need to say this if it's not going to serve them in a positive way?
Looking back at it now where you are kind of aware that the reason why you started your eating disorder was because of what other people were saying, how do you find forgiveness in yourself and being like, they said it maybe because they were hurt, but it had nothing to do with me? Or how do you find forgiveness within yourself?
I love that you say that because I think now I've started telling myself that a lot of the times what people say to you is not about you. It's a projection of what they think about themselves. Mm-hmm. So if someone is being unkind to another person, they're also being unkind to themselves. I have never seen a very happy person ever saying anything bad about another person because they are so content and full from within. When you have love inside, you give love outside. Right. So I think when you are surrounded by people who are not being the kindest, know that it's something that they have to process and it'll take some time, but don't take it personally. So I always come out of a situation when I feel like I've been treated in the wrong way. And I know that like in my heart, I know if I've not done anything wrong, if I have not been unkind to someone, I did not deserve that. So it just bounces off. It does not even come inside of me. My dad and my mom have like made me grow up with this. Like you have two ears. When you hear something that doesn't serve you, let it go from one ear and take it out from the other. And that's it. Like you literally just have to be this like mirror. And when you receive love, you give love. When you don't receive love, you look the other way.
I love that.
There's no way you let that consume you at all.
Oh, I love that.
I know.
What is your biggest advice when it comes to overcoming an eating disorder? And I guess an advice that you would give for someone struggling with it and an advice that you would give to your younger self.
Yeah. An advice that I would give to my younger self. So I don't know if you know this, but I started a nonprofit called Defeating Disorders. Mm-hmm. And it was because when I was navigating my recovery journey, I realized that especially being South Asian and having people around me who didn't really know what an eating disorder was. I feel like when you're in the US, because I was in the US at the time, I realized that there's a lot of resources here. So my advice to anyone is that surround yourself with people who help you get better. who do not compound to that eating disorder, who don't keep telling you that like this, what you're doing to yourself is the right way because you're losing weight. Like that's the last thing you need to hear when you're trying to recover, right? Even when you surround yourself with good people, sometimes it's very easy to relapse because you miss your old body or you miss what society has been telling all of us for ages that like thin is better. But so surrounding yourself with the right people, getting help is professional help. I could not recommend it enough. And that's why Defeating Disorders, my nonprofit, came into being because I was like, what am I missing? Nutritionists, dietitians, psychologists, therapists, anyone that, a support group, anyone that can help you get better. So if there's anyone that's like listening to this podcast, I do want to say that like, if you are struggling and if you're looking for help, now you have a resource and you have so many different resources on the internet as well. If you look up the right things, you know, so if you're struggling with something, you know best, do not delay. Do not wait to validate your eating disorder. If you're even going through a thought, I would say nip it in the bud and get help as soon as possible. Prevention is always better than treatment. So if you can, you know, stop it when it's in its like beginning stage, that would be much better than like letting it manifest, become much bigger, and then being like, oh, what can I do to, you help myself now.
I love that. Thank you so much. This has been the most wonderful conversation. Before closing it off and jumping into my last question, I do have a little gift for you.
Oh.
I have a clothing brand, which I was talking to you about before we started recording. Yeah. It's called I Missed Me Project Now.
Okay.
And the message behind it is that we're all strangers healing together. Because I just think that we're all just going through something that another person might not see. And like, we were strangers 10 minutes ago, and now I know all these beautiful things about yourself. So we are all really strangers healing together. And so this is a representation of what I do truly believe.
Oh my God, it's so nice.
Jumping into our last question.
Yeah.
What does healing mean to you?
Oh, wow. Oh, that is such a deep question and meaningful question. Healing to me means being patient with yourself. Taking the time that you need, taking the space that you need, embracing yourself just as you are, even if you are a self-improvement project, everyone is. Being the most kind and compassionate with yourself while you're navigating that healing journey. Telling yourself that it's okay to take time, it's okay to have ups and downs. And it's truly, life is just truly about the process. Like, it's not about the destination. The destination is the end. Why would I want to strive for the end when I can just truly enjoy being in the present? So, yeah, I think healing to me is like all of it. You know, being a part of the process and realizing that as long as I am my own best friend, that is all I need in my life.
I love that.
Yeah.
When it comes, if you had a stranger in front of you and you had to tell them one piece of advice, what would your piece of advice to a stranger be?
My piece of advice to a stranger would be that you cannot live a full life on an empty stomach. So do not forget to nourish your body. You are the most joyful when you have something inside. You have the best memories with the best people. When you're not deprived, you know, so be so kind to yourself when you're old and you're like 85 and when you're hopefully not on your deathbed when you're 85, but whenever you are, you're not ever going to look back and think like, oh, I wish I was like 5 pounds lighter in my 20s, like in my 20s, right? You're going to think about like, oh, I wish I had said yes to that ice cream when somebody asked me, or gotten that coffee and gone on that chat. You know, you're going to look back at those memories, and that's when you know you've lived a full life. So that's what I mean. Like, you should always just say yes to things, because that's all that matters at the end.
I love that. Kushi, thank you so much for being with me today. Where can people find you and get to know more about you on social media?
Yeah, so my best platform is Instagram. I always read everything and I reply to almost everything.
Love.
you can find me on Just Another Happy Girl. My name is Kushi and it means happiness. And when I was younger, I didn't really like my name because it was so common and everyone like...
Is it common in India?
It's a common
name.
I wish I had something more original. Yeah. But I feel like you can cultivate that originality by truly living up to it, you know, because who doesn't want to be surrounded by happiness?
Love
that. So that's my mission in life now, is just to truly embrace who I am. That means my name first, and then live up to the meaning of it.
Love. Thank you so, so much for your time. Thank you guys so much for watching. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media at I Missed Me Podcast. If you want to go get your hoodie, go to noNameProject.co or at I Missed Me Project everywhere. And I will see you guys on our next episode. Don't forget, we're all strangers healing together. With love, Mafi.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.